Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 74, The Power of Your Focus. So what if the focus of your attention is what dictated your reality? Literally. Like, what if whatever you focused on expanded within your consciousness and then recapitulated itself and projected back out onto the screen of your reality, your personal movie? There's a lot of trite, sayings about, you know, you're the author of your own movie. And that it's true, but this isn't that. This is understanding whatever you put the focus of your attention upon is what gets expanded within your consciousness and then projected out onto the screen of space of your reality, your movie. Now, a lot of people there's definitely a lot of people who are sort of, you know, just, they're just understanding, just coming into spirituality, and they're coming in through law of attraction. You know, and one of the first things that just basic spiritual understandings of the law of attraction will get people kind of scared of their emotions, right? And so you get a lot of folks who are scared of their negative thoughts because I don't want to create, you know. And so there's this big, you know, contraindication between law of attraction and the primary work of ascension, which is burning through suppressed emotional charges, right? Which is the ultimate of facing these suppressed negative energies, suppressed, you know, density inside of you. And it flies in the face of everything law of attraction. Or you could say law of attraction flies in the face of everything ascension. But actually they both coincide together because both of these items will have you doing the same thing, elevating your vibration. One is a purposeful conscious focus of elevating your vibration. The other one is integrating suppressed emotions and getting permanent bumps up in your core vibration. But they both have the same objective. They just go about it in different ways. But they're not mutually exclusive. You kind of need to be doing a bit of both, or a lot of one and at least a little bit of the other on your ascension journey to really maximize your efforts during this crazy time period, right? So the reason I bring this up is because there will be a lot of people listening to this episode who are, you know, they're really doing a lot of the emotional integration work. And now I'm kind of, it seems like I'm kind of flip-flopping a little bit, and I'm saying, well, you got to watch what you focus on. And they're not mutually exclusive, right? So you do the emotional integration work, and then ideally you want to move your vibration after your session back up into your timeline, what you're working on manifesting. But the real point of this is what you put your attention upon unconsciously. So what I just got done talking about this last 3 minutes, 30 seconds was conscious intention, conscious work. What we're really talking about when we talk about the power of your focus is what are you focused on unconsciously? Are you getting pulled into the news and the stories of the world? Are you getting pulled into gossip circles at work? Are you getting pulled into somebody else's story? Are you getting pulled into global stories or local stories or whatever? So the thing is that so many people during this time period, they really get focused. I mean, even spiritually awakened people get focused on the doom and gloom, you know, and that's just not productive. It doesn't help you in any way. You are an all-powerful being. You know, within you is the harnessing power of 1,000 tidal waves. I mean, you couldn't comprehend how powerful you are. You just haven't unlocked it yet. But through doing this work, you will start to unlock that, you know, your natural abilities. When you achieve full integration, I mean, you become the change on the planet quite profound way that there are no real words to describe. That said, in the meantime, the power of your focus is very important. And really, ideally, what you want to do is you want to keep your focus on your virtual holodeck, on your virtual reality on the timeline that you want to manifest. Because quite literally, you have the ability to shift your reality with your localized quantum bubble that's around you. And the more powerful your energy field becomes, the more transformative it becomes. And it begins to affect the entire holodeck, you know, the universal holodeck in a powerful, powerful way. You start to raise, it's like infusing the entire universal holodeck with this high vibrational energy field. But at the very, very least, what you want to be doing is focusing on your timeline, on your virtual reality, the reality that you've created within your mind and your heart, right? You use your mind to create the visual and you use your heart to charge it up and to start the manifestation process. And that's what they call heart, mind, brain, heart coherence, is where you synchronize your mind and your heart through breath work, mind body exercises, meditation, and you visualize what it is that you want to create. And then you supercharge it with the feeling from your heart of what it would be like if you were living that reality right now. I mean, that's the way to manifestation, to feel the reality that you want to have right now. And a good buddy of mine just kind of reminded me, I mean, it's something that's on my mind a lot, but you know, I'll be honest, I've fallen off a little bit, which is the 68 seconds from Abraham Hicks. You know, and Abraham talks about that a lot. And if you know me, you know that I love Abraham Hicks' teachings. It's just that my personal opinion is that it's not holistic for those people on the ascension path. It's not a holistic teaching. You need to understand that you're burning through suppressed emotional karmic density. But that said, one of their most awesome teachings is the 68 seconds. And that's where, and they're broken down into 17 second segments. And the idea is that for every 17 seconds, you can hold a thought and supercharge it with high vibration, that it increases and enhances your manifestation power, right? So if you hold a thought for 17 seconds and you're feeling it, and you're in that blissful state of feeling like you're living it, you're having it, you're being it right now. If you can do that for four segments, consecutive segments of 17 seconds, totaling 68 seconds, your manifestation is assured, provided that you then don't just, as when you come out of that, you don't immediately start doubting it or sabotage with, you know, all kinds of, you know, emotional highs and lows throughout the day. But again, then, let's just say in theory that you did focus on for 68 seconds in the morning, you supercharge it like I do every morning, right? You supercharge it, this vision that you have, this larger than life vision, right? And then let's just say that you're dealing with emotional highs and lows, you're battling depression. Well, what do? Well, guess what? Emotional integration. So you get your butt to work and you surrender into and start burning through that density, that depression or grief or anguish or despair or anxiety, whatever it is, you surrender into it. And if it's stubborn, then you do the breath work. You do the rapid belly breathing, deep belly breathing, rapid deep belly breathing, right? You know, you can do this. There's nobody that is precluded from the ability to, you know, fast track your ascension and manifest your dreams. Nobody. Everybody has that option to do this work. There's nobody precluded, right? So then, you know, the theme of this specific episode is to start paying attention to what your focus is, because you have the power to change your personal reality and in effect augment your localized quantum version of the world. In other words, you can craft your own reality as the rest of the world goes through whatever it needs to go through. You don't have to go through that. You can vibrate right out of all those realities and right into your own blissful heaven on earth. I assure you it can be done, and there are people doing it. And a lot of times we don't know about them because we're not vibrating where they're vibrating, right? You know, there's this whole thing about Earth 1, Earth 2 that it's a pretty esoteric concept. I didn't like it because it seemed like a lot of escapism, but I understand it now in a different way. And I'm going to go into that in my next episode. But in the meantime, you know, stay focused. Where's your focus going? How does that feel to you, right? You know, create your own virtual holodeck and build your reality within your imagination and feel it and you know, try to get into that vortex of feeling it for 68 seconds, three times a day, every day. That's not asking a lot, right? You can do it. So that'll do it for this episode. As always, if you're interested in having me do some a corporate workshop or the coaching, you're interested in one-on-one coaching, head over to ChristopherPinkley.com and fill out the Work with Chris form. In the meantime, take good care and we'll talk to you soon.